Hi, everybody. My name's Nicole Holliday, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus. I have been delivered from dishonesty issues and a destroyed relationship with my dad. I continue to struggle with anger, resentment, and control issues. Hey. This year has been such a huge blessing in my life. Without Celebrate Recovery, and of course the Lord, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am today. A year ago, I was a girl who struggles with fear of rejection and constantly seeking approval from others. I was scared of really committing to someone after getting my heart broken. I was scared to tell my dad who I really was. I wanted to be the perfect child because I was afraid my dad wouldn't love me anymore or accept the real me. I put on different masks for different people. No one knew the real me, not even me. I was so caught up in lying to my family and friends that I forgot who I was. I told so many lies that I didn't know what was true and what wasn't. This is what seeking approval and attention gets you. My life was the definition of insanity. When I first heard about Celebrate Recovery starting in Barber County, I was working full-time across the street at Smokey Ray's. I only had Sundays and Mondays off. Pastor John came in and he told me all about it and that the group would be meeting on Monday nights. How cool was God? I knew I needed to get there. I had always wanted to serve in some way at CR, but I never had a free night to go anywhere else besides Monday, and it was starting right across the street from where I worked. I'll have to admit, I was very nervous about becoming a leader and serving. How can God use you? You are a liar. You are broken. You aren't ready to help other people, and you never will be. Why are you wasting your time? They can't use you. These thoughts flooded my mind all the time after I started attending leaders' meetings. Sometimes I would doubt what God was doing. Sometimes I wanted to quit. But God kept getting me back every week. I know now that those thoughts of doubt and fear were from the devil because he knew that God was using me for something amazing. Isaiah 1:18 states, "Come, let's talk this out," says the Lord. "No matter how deep the stain of your sin, I can take it out and make you clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool." God can take the most broken heart and turn it into something beautiful for his glory. Countless blessings have been showered over me in this year that I have been attending and serving here at CR. I led the addictions group for a while, and I finished a step study. I got real with my dishonesty, and I didn't want to live like that anymore. I was able to take off all my masks. The biggest mask I took off was the one I was hiding behind from my dad. I got honest, and I told him who the real me was. And you know what? He still loved me and accepted me for who I was, vulnerable and broken. I never had to hide behind a mask. The relationship with my dad has been fully restored, and I have no one but God to thank for that. I have made so many friends here at CRBC. I have a wonderful sponsor who is like a sister to me. My friends here know the real me. I'm not afraid of judgment or rejection when I'm having a bad day. I know they love and care for me no matter what. I can't imagine a better forever family. Before coming to CR, I had always felt the need for a man's love and attention, and I sought that out before I sought God. So he took that away until I realized the only love I truly need is from him. Once I realized this, God put an amazing man in my path, a man that I've known for years, a man that I've been best friends with since high school. God saved the best for last, and his timing is perfect. Alex and I will be getting married on September 10th, and I couldn't be happier. I serve an amazing God who works all things out for the good. Principle 2 says, earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover. I matter. You matter. Everyone here matters to him. He turned my broken self around and is using little old me for this amazing ministry. I'm so excited to see what he does in the next year to come. Thanks for letting me share.